the difference between mercy and grace. Grace leaves the sense of self intact. So clearly there is more of a sense of self that is active in a state of grace than there is in a state of mercy. And I was reminded the statement, love your neighbor as yourself, the neighbor being yourself in that sense. It's the use that the understanding or the intellectual part is put to. So your experience of the delight is something that registers consciously. And so the registration of the delight is in the understanding. Everything we register is in the understanding faculty. But when it's governed by spiritual truths, then the understanding doesn't claim ownership over it. And when it does, we've got work, right? So the thing is, though, is that when it's a state of not claiming ownership, there's an acknowledgement of the Lord, because the Lord is the only life. But functioning from the intellect, as we kind of commonly understand that, is acquiring stuff. It's the drive to acquire information and knowledge. I mean, it's a necessary part of the process, you know, the studies we do and all of that. But the more it can be brought into alignment with the end in view, the more universal ends in view, then the more freeing that process will be. The more our sense of self is involved in it, the less so. And you can't make it happen. This is the thing. It's the Lord's doing. It's all the Lord's doing. But while we're in the belief that we can make it happen, well, the Lord accommodates. That's grace. When there's a recognition that all life is from the Lord, that's mercy, because you see what has been up to that point of realization, and it's not great, it's not good at all. So there's these kind of iterations that go on, which we will be passing through those processes to eternity, really, because it has to be constantly put in front of us that the Lord is the only life. I think that's the key element to it all. So when those moments come, rejoice. And when they don't, work. So, you know, in logopraxis, we have the aphorism that your effort will accomplish nothing, but without effort, nothing is accomplished.